I struggle to the exit on the TV lounge side, losing my hairband and a shoe in the process. I'm looking forward to the relative calm of the TV lounge. For a second, I'm not sure what it is I'm looking at. But then, the complex, struggling black and white heap in the middle of the floor, which at first sight resembles an epileptic penguin, resolves itself into something even more distressing. George and one of the buffet waitresses deep in sexual congress. "Oh, bloody, bloody Nora!" my father exclaims in the throes of ecstasy and collapses in a sated heap on top of her. Underneath him, the waitress looks like a squashed insect, arms and legs waving helplessly. She suddenly sees me and the look of horror on her face is well nigh indescribable. She's struggling ineffectually to escape from my father, but his dead weight remains slumped on top of her. We look at each other in dumb horror. It is quite apparent to both of us by now that George is not in a stupor of satisfaction, but is quite, quite dead.